Welcome back. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I don't know about you all, but on occasion, I will order up some smooth jazz. When I need to relax, sometimes it is some smooth jazz, though I am ardently in the no Kenny G camp. It cannot do the Kenny G. I overwhelmed myself with far too much Kenny G growing up. You couldn't escape it. Do you know that Kenny G is like piped into public squares and shopping malls in China, especially around closing time? It's like the universal Chinese song with like, you can't stay here, but you gotta go home. And I think it's one particular Kenny G song. I've gotten myself down a rabbit hole with all that great smooth jazz Cal has playing for me. If you don't know Cal, everybody, he is the guy that helps me sound good every day. He is running the board this afternoon. We have one of my most enjoyable segments of the week for this last half hour, and I invite you all to participate in this piece of the show with me. I call it Over the Hump and Trump. It is about taking a break, stepping away from the politics of the day. I don't call them New Year's resolutions, my New Year's intentions included things like to create more and connect more with people, to rest, to play more, to move more, all those kinds of good things. And so this is an attempt for all of us to find those places of connection. This week's theme is about showing kindnesses to others. So I invite you to participate this half hour with me, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Is there a kindness that you have received from perhaps a stranger or someone else in your life that really made a difference? Have you been able to extend a kindness to someone recently? Especially maybe someone you don't know or who's a little different from you that you think has made a difference in their life or maybe just their day. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. We're going to get into all of that. I've got a couple of stories that I'd like to share with each and every one of you this afternoon. But I also wanted to remind you that we are coming up on Friday, everyone. And Fridays, what do Fridays mean? Well, it means we're going to have a goodly amount of fun at 3:30 with Terry Barr for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. But it means also that at 3 o'clock, it's our new segment called Ask Maggie, where you can basically ask me anything. If you would like to participate and send a question along, you can do so via the talk and text line at 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Or you can email your question to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Again, that is askmaggie@civicmedia.us. You ask, keep those questions coming. We always enjoy that segment every Friday afternoon. We hope you do as well. I wanted to share with you all a couple of kindnesses that have been paid to me. One many, many moons ago and one very recently. So I want to start with the one many, many moons ago. If you've been listening to the show for a while, you all know that I lived in New York City for a number of years as an attorney, as a young lawyer, learning the ropes, getting my teeth cut. And one of the things that I like to share about New York is that your best days in New York are it feels like you're walking through glitter. Like, they're just amazing. It's, oh, I can't believe I'm here. Gosh, this is so cool. But the inverse is also true, that your worst days in New York are really, really, really bad. And I was having one of those really, really, really no good, very bad, terrible days in New York. And I just wanted to share with all of you, I actually broke down in a subway. I was so stressed out from work. Back then I was working, you know, those 80-hour work weeks. A friend of mine was going through particularly hard times. I had injured myself. I was kickboxing at the time. I had injured myself really badly, so I wasn't able to work out. I wasn't sleeping well. I was working a ton. And I sat down on a bench waiting for the subway and just started crying. You know, those, oh my gosh, I'm so overwhelmed. I'm not even really sad, but I have all of this stress and anxiety and it's bad day today kind of cries and couldn't really keep it together. And a stranger came up to me and she sat down and she said, hey, what can I do to help? And she sat there and she just talked to me for about 15 minutes. I kept asking her, is that your train? It's okay. You can get on your train. And she said, no, that's not my train. I'm pretty sure she was full of it. And when she got, as we were sort of wrapping up our 15 minute chat, she looked at me and she said, when is the last time you've eaten? And I said, oh, I don't know. It's been quite some time, because when you're, you know, pounding 12 to 14 hours worth of work at a desk, you sometimes forget to eat. Happens. And she reached into her bag and got out a protein bar, one of those Clif bars. She said, do you like these? These are really good. Now, maybe it's not the wisest thing to accept food from a perfect stranger on a New York subway, but let me tell you, that Clif bar had my name written all over it because it was my favorite flavor. And I took that Clif bar from this woman in New York City some 15 plus years ago, and she really, really made my day. I needed a frickin' snack, and I needed somebody to be nice to me for 15 minutes, and she was. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Usually, I'm a fireman for politics, but on Wednesdays, we take a little break at 3:30 for a segment we call Over the Hump and Trump. Today's theme is kindnesses. What is a kindness that you have shared with someone, maybe a stranger recently, that you think made a difference in their life? What is a kindness that you have maybe received from someone that made a difference in your day or your hour or your week? 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. I wanted to share a little bit of input from Cam from Appleton. He likes to buy the person behind him in the drive-thru their meal or coffee. I love that one. That's the old pay it forward routine. That is such a nice approach to things, Cam. Kristen from Eau Claire, we lost you there. Please do feel free to call back, especially if you're a new caller. Go right to the front of the lines, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. I'll share with you next, not the most recent kindness I received from someone, but I will share with you the kindness that is in my wheelhouse. I've done this a number of times, especially since I moved back here to Milwaukee. I didn't own a car in New York, didn't own a car when I lived in Chicago, loved not having a car. But when I came back to Milwaukee, it's kind of a car necessary town. And on occasion, driving around, I will see someone loaded down with groceries or with a couple of kids, especially when it's gosh darn cold outside and or pouring rain, waiting for the bus. And having waited for a number of buses in my many years on this planet, waiting for the bus in the pouring rain is about the most miserable place you can be in. It is not fun. Perhaps only worse is when it is like negative degrees outside and you're so stinking cold and the buses seem to be, of course, running late. You add to that some groceries into the mix and boy, what a drag that is. Well, I had an opportunity a couple of weeks ago and it seems to crop up pretty regularly as I'm tooling around. I live on the east side of Milwaukee. When it was really cold last week, met a lady who had a bunch of groceries and a little kid with her. And I pulled over and I said, hey, can I give you a ride home? And she looked at me and her kid, it was like, yeah, let's get in the car. She kind of checked me out. Lady, do you look weird? Are you safe? And I said, it's all right. You guys can sit in the back seat if you want. But they piled in. I helped them load their groceries up and I took them home. And that is one of the kindnesses that over the 15 plus years since I moved back to Milwaukee, that I really enjoy giving. If I've got a few extra minutes in my schedule and can help somebody who's stuck in the rain, especially schlepping kids and or groceries, or it's real cold outside, boy, that is always such a nice thing for me to do. I enjoy doing it. It's nice. I get to chit chat. She ended up having gone to Rufus King where I went to high school. So we got to talk about the generals back in the day. We had a really nice convo. So if that very lovely lady happens to be, her name was Lenore. Lenore, if you happen to be listening, it was great to get to know you and your son, Jeremy. Folks, you want to share a story, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. I wanted to share with you a couple of amazing stories of kindnesses and good things happening both locally and across the country as well. I came across this story about two young kids who had been treated by Aurora Healthcare here in Ozaukee County. And the boys were treated separately. They hadn't even met each other, even though they only lived 10 minutes away from each other. But Aurora, through their Aurora All-Star program, which seems to be a bit like Make-A-Wish, had worked out to send these two young Brewers fans to spring training. They got to meet at spring training. They met Christian Yelich there and had just an absolutely lovely time together. Both one of the boys, again, from the Ozaukee County area. Another girl also got to go on the trip. She was from Green Bay. So just nice work by Aurora and their Aurora All-Star program. Here's another story that I thought was absolutely touching. A woman from Pennsylvania found out that her old prom date that she had lost touch with needed a kidney, if you can believe this. And though they lived many states away, she went through the kidney matching program and ultimately flew out to Pennsylvania to give her prom date a kidney. I don't know, a good corsage for a kidney sounds like a pretty fine deal. Just amazing. And here's the kicker here. She wasn't his first choice for the prom, everyone. I thought that was absolutely cute. Sean Moyer is the kidney recipient's name. The second runner-up, he invited Elena Hershey to his senior prom, and it was Elena, these many 35 years later, that donated a kidney to Sean. I just loved that story. We can all be so lucky as to have a prom date, number one, and number two, a prom date that 35 years later will give you one of their kidneys. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. For today's installment of Over the Hump and Trump, we're talking about kindnesses that we extend to one another and that we have been so lucky to receive. When we come back, we'll take a few more of your stories. I'll go to some of these other news stories about these kindnesses that folks have shared with one another as of late. If you would like to share your story, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. And you can join our program that way. In addition, again, I want to encourage everybody, you got a question for me that you don't really feel comfortable calling me up to share. Don't worry. You can email that question to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Keep it locked. We're going to come back with more kindnesses that we share with one another. I'm going to share a recent kindness that someone paid me and one of my other favorite kindnesses that I like to share with other people because I've gotten lucky a few times. Lucky at a baseball park. More on that in just a minute. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back with today's last segment of The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.